And we are joined today on The Scoop by Jeff Muniki, the VP of Fan Experience for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to be on.
Before we talk about some exciting things coming up for the Timberwolves, I do want to back up. We haven't had a chance to talk since the Super Bowl, and the Timberwolves had a chance to be part of the national spotlight as they had a couple of games at the Target Center during Super Bowl week. And no shortage of celebrities showed up to the game. Bill Belichick, Antonio Brown. The game that I had a chance to go to on Saturday night, Sting was there. A lot of just outstanding celebrities taken in the game. So I have to imagine for you, it was a lot of fun to see all of these big names come and enjoy the Timberwolves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a really fun week and obviously a great week for Minnesota and Minneapolis and downtown. And with two games that week with the Bucks on Thursday and then the Pelicans on Saturday, we had no shortage of celebrities that wanted to come through to the games. And that was really fun for us. And yeah, I think a lot of times our celebrities here in Minnesota tend to be, you know, an offensive lineman from the Vikings or, you know, a Twins player. And suddenly you have Floyd Mayweather, you have Sting, you have, you know, Little John, you got all these different people that are celebrities from around the country. And, you know, the selfies were going and photos were going, and it was a really special week for us and two nice wins for us as well.
Yeah, and it was good to see the Timberwolves continue to play some competitive basketball. They ran into kind of a buzzsaw last night in the Houston Rockets, and despite the loss, one thing that I always appreciate is when you go up against these top teams, and Houston is near the top in all of the NBA, is just watching how they play basketball and how they succeed. And an elite three-point shooting team, it gives you hope that if the Timberwolves can continue to build off of the success they've had this year, that maybe at some point they can get to the same level as Houston.
Yeah, no question. They are a unique style of basketball for sure. And Mike D'Antoni, you know, his claim to fame was down in Phoenix when he had Nash and Marion and Stoudemire and those guys. And had they not had the kind of the controversial issue with San Antonio a number of years ago where they get to the finals, they probably have a championship with that team. And that style is really fun to watch. And suddenly, you know, I'm looking out there during the fourth quarter, and at that point, you know, I think it might have been a six-point game, and you got Anderson out there 28 feet from the basket. You got Gordon 26 feet from the basket. Harden out there doing his thing, and the court is spread so far. It's so tough to defend. And when you have those type of shooters that are willing to shoot from that distance, it's pretty hard to guard. So that they're a fun team to watch.
The Wolves will attempt to bounce back from that game tomorrow night, and it'll be a very special atmosphere at the Target Center as the Timberwolves are honoring Flip Saunders with a variety of different activities throughout the game. So, Jeff, I'm sure a very special opportunity to honor somebody who really has meant so much to this Timberwolves franchise.
No question, and obviously a special night where we're going to raise the banner up to the rafters for Flip, and special night for Flip's family and for the organization. And, you know, really excited that we have this opportunity to do that, bring back some of the old players and honor his legacy. And so I think the fans will be really excited to do that as well. And, you know, it'll be a tough night for the family, a tough night for the organization, but also a really good night to celebrate all the things that he did for the club as well.
Jeff, I know this might sound like a simple question, but had a chance to go, as mentioned, to that Timberwolves game the night before the Super Bowl, and it was the first time I'd been to a game in a couple of years, and just the atmosphere seems so much different. With the Wolves having more success here this year, how much have you noticed simply just more of a buzz at Target Center?
Yeah, very, very observant, because it is different. And, you know, number one, there's more people in the stands. So obviously, when you win games, we always say the hot dogs taste better and the beer gets colder when you win games. And there's no question that's happening. And our attendance is up about a little over 3,000 per game. So there's just more people in the building. But when the games are better, we're winning games, the renovations have helped, kind of the new food story that's helped. But ultimately, I think people are just enjoying themselves. And it's hard not to when you go through this recent 13-home game winning streak, which was really fun. And unfortunately, that ended last night, as we discussed with Houston. But hopefully, we can start another win streak here tomorrow against the Lakers. But there's a good energy and a good vibe. And it just harkens us back to those days in 2003-04. We're making a deep run into the postseason. That's what we hope to get back to. It'll be fun.
Earlier this week, Steve Kerr, coach of the Golden State Warriors, made kind of an interesting remark that it might be time for him to let some of his players coach. And that brought kind of an interesting reaction throughout the NBA. And I know Tom Thibodeau had some fun with it. But I just wanted to ask you, Jeff, which Timberwolves player on the current roster do you think would make the best head coach if that opportunity was given?
Oh, that's a great question. I would think, obviously, I think Jimmy's going to have some pretty good ideas. You know, and part of it is a leadership. It's a confidence. It's the ability to kind of see the whole floor. I think Jimmy seems very logical. I think Tyus would be good in that regard. Those two are the first two that come to mind. And I think that'd be really interesting to go throughout the league and kind of put together a hit list of who are the future coaches and who are the guys that are going to step into this thing. You know, and you know, years ago, when Sam Cassell was a player, I guess I wouldn't have thought of him initially as that type of person. And now he's been an NBA coach since his retirement, and he's doing a great job and probably will get a head nod. So that's actually a great question. I got to think about that further.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that one in a future interview, but it does make a great point to look at as just how many players are there on NBA rosters that could be a head coach at some point, and it just shows you that the Timberwolves and other teams throughout the league have a lot of players that just have really high basketball IQs, and they have the ability to translate that to helping other teammates as well.
No, that's such a good point. And, you know, I think sometimes you just think the best player would be the best coach, and that's not necessarily the deal. I think one of the things that happens when you have players that are so good and so athletic, you know, for them the game comes easier. And I think for them sometimes it's hard for them to understand, well, why can't they do it? I'm doing it. You know, just do it. You know, and it's a situation that's easier said than done, where maybe there's a more cerebral approach to all the whole floor, the spacing, and there's a leadership piece too. And you know, I look at somebody like Scott Brooks, one of our former players way back in the day, and you know, he was a guy that was kind of a, you know, utility player, you know, got some limited minutes here and there, but he always had this really fun quality to him where he's a just incredible person, but yet there's a little feistier edge to him. And he's a good leader, you know, and so he's been a great coach and now been a head coach for a number of years. And so, you know, it's not always the best player that makes the best coach.
Jeff, we've got 11 home games left in the regular season, so still plenty of opportunities for fans to come check out the Target Center if they haven't had a chance to yet, but also just to come enjoy some basketball at the Target Center. Anything in particular that fans should be looking for as they make their way to the Target Center?
Yeah, you know, what I'd suggest is we have many new food items, and the food items are really resonating with our fans. I think they've been a big hit. The Parlor Burger, which is a restaurant over in North Loop, which is a really kind of popular, you know, hip place where everybody's going to, we have a subcontract with them. And so this Parlor Burger is just going nuts every night. So I'd highly suggest stopping to get the Parlor Burger in Section 113. I am a personal fan of the walleye nachos over at the Ford Fletcher stand. I've been encouraging people to go there every night. So I was talking to some of the staff in that stand last night. They said, whatever you're doing, keep it going, because we have all these people coming up and saying, I got to try these walleye nachos. So I've been posting it to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and such and things like that. And so it's been really fun. I'm a personal fan of those, and they're just incredible nachos, their own sauce, their own cheese. And, you know, it's for some fish on the side of potato chips, maybe it doesn't sound that great. But I'm telling you, they're awesome.
I'm going to have to keep that in mind. I know I'm trying to get to a couple more games this year, so I will definitely check it out. And we'll
awesome.
Make sure that
check
others
it out. Yeah.
do
Send
as well.
Send me a photo when you do it.
Absolutely, will do. Jeff, we've seen Justin Patton get called back up to the Timberwolves, and a chance for him to soak in some NBA experience. Do you see any parallels from what Justin does to any other Timberwolves within the last couple of years?
Yeah, we're really anxious to see him in action. You know, frankly, we haven't up here, we haven't seen much because he was hurt most of the time. and during training camp and during practices. So we haven't actually got to see him, or at least I haven't got to see him live much. But now that he's been down in the G League, down in Des Moines, he's done a really good job down there. So a nice call up for him. He's got some seasoning now, and he's a big guy. He walked by me the other day. I mean, he's all 7'1" for sure. And he's a big guy, and he's one of those guys that's kind of a later project where he just kept getting better and better as he was going through. But he also has, you know, really good ball handling skills because he grew late. And so it's a situation for us that long term, this guy's really going to help us. I mean, he's doing some really good stuff. He can shoot it a little bit. He can put the ball on the floor. You know, he's active. He moves well and blocks some shots. So I'm anxious to see him live action.
Jeff, as we wrap up here today, if fans have any questions, how can they get in touch with the Timberwolves for getting tickets or just for any general questions as well?
Sure. You know, maybe the best thing to do is, since I'm on the radio station, just connect with me, and I can get it directed to wherever you like. And so I'll just throw out a couple of contact points. Number one, my email is just jeff.muneke, which is M-U-N-N-E-K-E at timberwolves.com. I'm also on all the social media channels under Minnesota Mune, spell it Minnesota, then M-U-N-N. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those different spots, and so you can find me there. Just encourage anybody with any questions or any help I can provide, come my way, and I'll get you headed in the right direction.
Outstanding. Great stuff today, Jeff. Always fun to talk Timberwolves basketball with you, and we'll see how the Wolves can do here over the next handful of games, and hopefully in a few weeks we'll be talking some playoffs.
Hey, that sounds good. We look forward to it, and we look forward to this for our fans. You know, it's been 13 years since the postseason, but it looks like as of now we could possibly even be hosting the playoffs, which would be really fun. But let's just get in and see what happens in the postseason. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Talk to you soon.